Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Jefferson Intermediate science teacher Bethany Tungen joins us on today's program to talk about her renewal in the National Board Certification Program.
First of all, what is the National Board Certification Program all about?
The National Board Certification Program is a program that strives to put the best teachers in the classroom for students. So it's a process that entails a lot of reflection on your effectiveness of instruction and how well you facilitate student learning.
And how did you become involved with this, or how did you hear about it?
I actually became involved in it back in 2006, 2007. I was just leaving Berg Middle School in Newton and transitioning to teaching in Pella at that time. And I had been teaching with Lois Boink, who is from Pella, but she taught in Newton. And she really encouraged me to look at the process and read about it. And she strongly recommended that I start the process. So when I started teaching in Pella, I met with Lois and began my journey.
And as I understand, it's a very select program, and I'm sure the process involved is pretty intense. What did you really have to do to become a part of this?
So there are many different parts to the process. The first part is applying and then registering. And then the next part is developing a portfolio based on the National Board teaching standards. And the next step is to take an exam in your subject area. And my area is early adolescent science. And then after your exam, you submit your portfolio and it gets distributed to many different National Board certified teachers throughout the nation. And they evaluate it based on different rubrics.
And now do you evaluate other teachers now because you've been in the program?
I've had the opportunity to evaluate other teachers, but I actually selected to be a mentor. So I've mentored two people through their first certification.
So let's take a step back then and tell me a little bit about your classroom. We're sitting here today. What do you do here at Jefferson Intermediate every day?
I strive to develop just a passion for science and questioning in the sixth grade students. I see about 200 sixth graders per day. I teach seven sections of about 30 students per class. And I develop lessons based on what they need. And we do a lot of hands-on activities, labs, critical thinking exercises, and a lot of life skill development. One example of that would be just how to have a conversation that moves you towards thinking beyond where your thinking is at right now.
And do you take any of the tools or resources from the National Board certification? Do they provide anything to kind of help bolster that in any way?
The National Board process is all about reflection on what you're doing, why you're doing it, and how you could be doing it better. So with my renewal, I had four components, and each component was focused on some aspect of teaching. So whether it be content knowledge or assessment, the questions that are asked that you need to respond to, develop that sense of what is definitely needed by your students. So just responding to the prompts and watching video clips that have been taken in the classroom and having that analysis and evaluation of your practices is what is making this certification so effective.
What to you defines success for a student in a classroom? And what to you, at the end of the day, it's 3:30, the kids are out of class. What do you think it makes it for a successful day for a student or even for you?
When I identify student success, I think about how they can take their skills and apply them outside of school. So are they looking things up on their own time? Are they asking questions and seeking answers? Are they developing ideas and bringing them in the next day and sharing them? So just when I look at student success, some successes are little and some successes are huge.
Once again, that was Pella Elementary science teacher Bethany Tungen. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.